This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this show on Free Speech TV nationwide and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates. Among the tens of thousands of people who came to downtown Los Angeles on Saturday, April 22nd for the March for Science were people from marginalized communities that are disproportionately impacted by environmental pollution and climate change. Native American communities in particular have faced the brunt of industrialization. And last year, the front line of the climate justice movement blossomed in Standing Rock, North Dakota, where indigenous activists calling themselves water protectors attempted to block the Dakota Access oil pipeline. At the March for Science in Los Angeles, I spoke with Courage, the founder of the group Divest LA, who spent 2 months at Standing Rock.
My name is Courage. I'm here representing being a member of the Native American community, and I'm also here representing a movement that I helped start called Divest LA. And I am here because, to my shock and dismay, I'm here standing up for science and trying to protect science because even it is under attack under this administration.
And when you say to your shock and dismay, why? You didn't think you would be a defender of science?
Not that I've always been a defender of science. I've always been a person who's supported science, and but I've never thought that I would have to try in my activism that science would be one of the many things that I would have to stand up for, because it is trying to be dismantled and delegitimized for political reasons. And I've always kind of seen science a little bit kind of take some heat from creationists and whatnot, but I never thought that we would have an administration that would try to threaten the legitimacy of the entire thing. So for me, that's what's shocking about it, is to the extremity that science is being demonized by this administration and his agenda.
So tell me about Divest LA.
Divest LA is a social legislative movement where we are trying to make LA, Los Angeles, the next and largest city to divest from banks that are funding horrible projects like the Dakota Access Pipeline. We are looking at an $8 billion divestment. If so, we're going to be the largest city by far. But many other cities have been following, like Seattle, Washington, D.C., Albuquerque, New Mexico, Relay, North Carolina, Santa Monica, San Francisco. Many cities have been divesting from banks that funded the Dakota Access Pipeline, and we are going to be the next one. And we have been making a lot of headway. We have many council members who are on our side. We have a motion that's going through the city council right now, and there is a lot of support and energy behind this. And you can find out more about it at divestla.com.
Did you make it to Standing Rock over the past year?
Yes, I was there for 2 months. I did pretty much everything in Standing Rock, including some frontline work. And while I was there, I also founded their LGBT camp that evolved into Two Spirit Nation. So I did a lot of work while I was there.
Were you one of those who chained themselves to the bulldozers at all?
I thought about it, but honest, and really, those people are the most brave, and they're warriors for their people. They did what needs to be done when you have no time to act, when you have to stop the construction right away because the political process would take way too long to show us any justice as Native peoples. So I really want to extend my admiration for those who did do that. But for me, no, I didn't, because I feel like my path in protecting my people is a little more tactical, a little more strategic. And of course, Divest LA, I think, was definitely along that alley.
So you were there for 2 months, and thousands of people expended so much energy and won a partial victory when Obama basically put the kibosh on it. And then Trump comes in and just with a stroke of a pen reversed it. What did that feel like to you?
Honestly, I will say from what I know is that Obama really didn't do much at all. He simply halted it and froze it. Some say just to kind of make the last, few months of his presidency look good, and in the wake of that movement in Standing Rock. Honestly, he could have done a lot of things, like made Standing Rock a monument and made it illegal to put a pipeline through it. He could have done a lot of things that he didn't do. And so I'm not going to make Obama quite the hero that some have made him. But as far as Trump completely reversing it, I knew it was coming, but I didn't see it coming so quickly. And how I feel about it is that, it just shows how a lot of people in our government can really curtail the power of the people and the will of the people so quickly and so easily. And that's something that needs to be changed in this country.
I want to ask you sort of philosophical question. Science has helped us understand that our climate is warming. Industry led us to this point, but indigenous communities have from the start figured out that living in communion with the earth is absolutely necessary to our own long-term survival, and that harmony is crucial. What does indigenous wisdom have to teach science?
That's an amazing question. You know, like my sign says, you know, need us for science, because as science progresses and science becomes more respected within the larger community, we realize a lot of the truths that my people have always known for thousands of years are true as science has proven it. You know, one of the biggest things is how important it is to live in harmony with your environment and to respect your environment, because your environment takes care of you. And how you take care of it is how it's going to come back and take care of you. It reacts to the activity that we have in it. And honestly, I think it's very crucial to realize that Native peoples and Indigenous peoples have always understood that there needs to be a certain balance and respect given to the environment. And science is telling us that, you know, we cannot live like islands within our cities and our communities. We have to realize that everything we do is interconnected with everything else, affects everything else. And so with that especially, science and Native Americans can definitely see eye to eye in. And I'm hoping I will see more partnership between the two communities and moving forward and teaching the rest of humanity how important it is to naturally embody Native values by simply supporting the theories that science has and the kind of effect that we can have on our environment.
Are enough folks from Native communities and with Indigenous backgrounds becoming scientists? Do we need more of that? I'm thinking of the struggle in Hawaii and Mauna Kea with Indigenous Hawaiians on the opposite side of the scientists who wanted to put a telescope up there. And I'm wondering if you think that science education, like more Indigenous folks in entering science, would help science be more in line with what Indigenous communities are fighting for.
Absolutely. We need Native Americans. We need Indigenous peoples in as many fields as possible, everything from Hollywood to science, because we need people to be aware of, the one, that they exist, and two, that they have messages for the world that other groups of people might not be able to deliver quite as effectively. We need more Native Americans in science, because we need them to really stand up and be able to stand up for the issues that are happening in our world that especially affect Native American peoples, Standing Rock especially. And but of course, the last thing I'll say is that we also need science to also open its doors more to the cultural diversity that you'll see within the Native American community, so they feel respected and welcomed and included within the scientific community. Because, you know, as you notice, the scientific community, like a lot of communities, is rather white still, and really that causes a lot of friction sometimes between Natives who enter the scientific community. So we need to we need to make science community more diverse, but in a way that that allows the Native Americans to be their authentic selves within their communities, as well as explore the ideas that they feel are important given their cultural and historic background.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You've been watching a report from the March for Science in Los Angeles on Earth Day 2017. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. And you can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.